Welcome back to the Mindful Health Podcast. I am your host, as always, Dr. Jordan Cardoza, physical therapist. Today, we're going to be talking about the Jefferson Curl. It typically is a controversial movement. Some people really like it, some people hate it, and a lot of people don't even know what it is. I will also have a YouTube version of this up, which I'll demonstrate what a Jefferson Curl is. So you can also view that. The link will be in the show notes below. But besides that, Jefferson Curl is basically typically standing on a box of some sort with a, it can range from a small weight to a loaded barbell depending on your capabilities. And essentially you're segmentally and slowly rounding your spine and going until basically as low as you can go. You're going to get a great low back stretch. You're going to get a great hamstring stretch. And that's kind of what it looks like in general though. The reasons to do a Jefferson curl are one, to work on mobility, but more importantly, I would say it's to build resiliency in a position besides a neutral spine, right? Everyone's always talking about get a neutral spine, be in a neutral spine position, but there's just certain times in life when you're not going to be able to be in a neutral spine position. And if your tissues aren't adapted to that, if your body's not trained for that, then when that happens, that's when people tend to get hurt. So rather than that happening, it's sometimes a good idea to train outside of those positions in something like a Jefferson curl so that your back is strong in those situations. For example, I used to sprain my ankle all the time. So for a while, I actually trained my ankle in an inverted position so that my ligaments, my tendons, everything could adapt to those, to that position, so that next time I was in that position, I was able to kind of control it, pull myself out of it. And since I've really done that, I really haven't sprained my ankle at all anymore. Sometimes I will invert my ankle fully and it looks real bad, but it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't hurt. And I'm able to kind of help strengthen those positions. So the same thing kind of goes for a Jefferson curl. To build resiliency, the main key though is not to just follow what you see on Instagram and grab a, 135 pounds and start with it, right? Start body weight, get comfortable with that. Add small weights, and same as any other body part, you have to progressively improve. The key for me also with the Jefferson curl is try to make it more segmental. So don't just kind of lift your whole back up and down, but more so try to, as you're moving up, try to segmentally, so round each joint one by one as you round versus just kind of throwing your back up and down. With that said though, if you are going to do the Jefferson curl, if you already have a lot of back issues, you may want to try to work on getting those resolved first, or at least consulting a physical therapist or someone about it, the issue first, before kind of just jumping straight into it. The other thing, like I said, progress very slowly as you do this. It's not a competition, right? You're just there to kind of help improve that. So it is a good movement to try as long as it's executed correctly. If you've never done it before and you're worried about it, make sure you consult a physical therapist or someone that knows what they're doing to work on that. But overall, there is no inherently bad movements as long as, but it's also important to know the why for the movement. So like I said, no inherently bad movements, know the why. If you have a reasoning for why you're doing a movement and you're doing it progressively and safely, then you're good to go. Overall, I use the Jefferson curl. I think it's a good movement to use if you're doing it correctly and progressively loading it over time. I think it can be very beneficial. Like I said, you need to train outside of those normal ideal positions because in life, we're never in an ideal position all the time. So it's good to train outside of those positions as well. Other than that, guys, make sure you guys message me, comment, whatever you need to let me know, any other new topics you want me to cover, anything like that. Make sure you guys subscribe so you don't miss any new content. And like I said, in the show notes will be the YouTube link if you want to see what a Jefferson curl looks like. Other than that, though, we'll see you next time.